Some Canadian stores are labeling U.S. goods with a T for tariffs, and buyers are snapping up alternatives. At least one major Canadian retailer is singling out American-made products with a label of T for tariffs. Loblaw Companies Ltd., which operates about 2,400 stores across Canada, announced on March 10th that it planned to roll out the T label to show when a product entering Canada from the U.S. has had a tariff imposed that impacts its price. The labels have been slowly rolled out over the past month and can be seen on some products for sale online. There appears to be a growing appetite among Canadians for products made in Canada. A survey last weekend by the market research firm Legere found that 76% of Canadian respondents said they'd increased their purchases of local Canadian products in recent weeks, representing the highest number of respondents giving that answer since the firm began asking the question in mid-February. The U.S. and its northern neighbor have been locked in an escalating trade dispute over President Donald Trump's aggressive trade strategy, which, as of March 13th, levied tariffs of 25% on many Canadian consumer goods and 10% on energy product imports from Canada. Canada announced 25% tariffs on U.S. goods in response. But even aside from the tariffs, Trump's rhetoric toward Canada, including making the 158-year-old nation the 51st U.S. state, has helped spark a surge in Canadian patriotism that is felt, in some ways, in the grocery aisle. The U.S. section of a liquor store in Vancouver, British Columbia, VCG, VCG via Getty Images, saved. At least one major Canadian retailer is labeling products it says are affected by U.S. tariffs. Some stores were already labeling locally made products since Donald Trump's tariffs were announced. The tariffs and some of Trump's rhetoric have helped fuel a burst in Canadian patriotic sentiment. At least one major Canadian retailer is singling out American-made products with a label of T for tariffs. Loblaw Companies Ltd., which operates about 2,400 stores across Canada, announced on March 10th that it planned to roll out the T label to show when a product entering Canada from the U.S. has had a tariff imposed that impacts its price. The labels have been slowly rolled out over the past month and can be seen on some products for sale online. There appears to be a growing appetite among Canadians for products made in Canada. A survey last weekend by the market research firm Legere found that 76% of Canadian respondents said they'd increased their purchases of local Canadian products in recent weeks, representing the highest number of respondents giving that answer since the firm began asking the question in mid-February. Shelves of refrigerated food and drink items, some of which have a red tag with a white maple leaf surrounding the price tag. Price labels at a Canadian supermarket showed a maple leaf indicating items made or produced in Canada. VCG, VCG via Getty Images. The U.S. and its northern neighbor have been locked in an escalating trade dispute over President Donald Trump's aggressive trade strategy, which, as of March 13th, levied tariffs of 25% on many Canadian consumer goods and 10% on energy product imports from Canada. Canada announced 25% tariffs on U.S. goods in response. But even aside from the tariffs, Trump's rhetoric toward Canada, including making the 158-year-old nation the 51st U.S. state, has helped spark a surge in Canadian patriotism that is felt in some ways in the grocery aisle. Some Canadian consumers and businesses are boycotting non-essential items like American alcohol. A Canadian pub owner got creative to bypass American bourbon, and major grocery chains like Sobeys and Metro have prioritized promoting Canada-made goods both in stores and online, with some predicting lower sales of American products over the next year. Some American businesses have also not been spared from the backlash. A small business previously told BI that it received emails from once loyal Canadian customers stating that they will cease purchasing U.S. products. Trade experts have previously told BI that combined with tariffs on China and retaliatory measures, the pressure on American producers may ripple across supply chains and deepen economic strain. All the grocery stores now have Canadian and American labeled produce, and the Canadian produce is always gone. Isabella Zavarese, who lives in Vancouver, British Columbia, told Business Insider. The U.S. section of a liquor store in Vancouver, British Columbia, VCG, VCG via Getty Images, saved. At least one major Canadian retailer is labeling products it says are affected by U.S. tariffs. Some stores were already labeling locally made products since Donald Trump's tariffs were announced. The tariffs and some of Trump's rhetoric have helped fuel a burst in Canadian patriotic sentiment. At least one major Canadian retailer is singling out American-made products with a label of T for tariffs. Loblaw Companies Limited, which operates about 2,400 stores across Canada, announced on March 10 that it planned to roll out the T label to show when a product entering Canada from the U.S. has had a tariff imposed that impacts its price. The labels have been slowly rolled out over the past month and can be seen on some products for sale online. There appears to be a growing appetite among Canadians for products made in Canada. A survey last weekend by the market research firm Legere found that 76% of Canadian respondents said they'd increased their purchases of local Canadian products in recent weeks, representing the highest number of respondents giving that answer since the firm began asking the question in mid-February. Shelves of refrigerated food and drink items, some of which have a red tag with a white maple leaf surrounding the price tag. Price labels at a Canadian supermarket showed a maple leaf indicating items made or produced in Canada. VCG, VCG via Getty Images. The U.S. and its northern neighbor have been locked in an escalating trade dispute over President Donald Trump's aggressive trade strategy, which, as of March 13, levied tariffs of 25% on many Canadian consumer goods and 10% on energy product imports from Canada. Canada announced 25% tariffs on U.S. goods in response. But even aside from the tariffs, Trump's rhetoric toward Canada, including making the 158-year-old nation the 51st U.S. state, has helped spark a surge in Canadian patriotism that is felt in some ways in the grocery aisle. Some Canadian consumers and businesses are boycotting non-essential items like American alcohol. A Canadian pub owner got creative to bypass American bourbon, and major grocery chains like Sobeys and Metro have prioritized promoting Canada-made goods, both in stores and online, with some predicting lower sales of American products over the next year. Some American businesses have also not been spared from the backlash. A small business previously told BI that it received emails from once loyal Canadian customers stating that they will cease purchasing U.S. products. Trade experts have previously told BI that combined with tariffs on China and retaliatory measures, the pressure on American producers may ripple across supply chains and deepen economic strain. All the grocery stores now have Canadian and American labeled produce, and the Canadian produce is always gone. Isabella Zavaris, who lives in Vancouver, British Columbia, told Business Insider. Zavaris described not just a preference for Canadian-made goods, but an active avoidance of U.S. ones. And the preference isn't about saving money. Quite the opposite. Everyone I know is shopping local, despite how expensive it is, she added. The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation reported recently that small grocery stores in particular were seeing price increases related to the tariffs being exchanged between the U.S. and Canada. The country's consumer price index rose 2.3% year over year in March, following an increase of 2.6% in February. Prices of American goods have skyrocketed. The broadcaster noted that a major U.S. orange juice brand, Tropicana, for instance, was being sold at double the price of local competitors' products at chains such as Metro. But even locally made goods have seen increases, the outlet reported.